Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I'm Tanisha Hyde, your relationship transformation agitator. Our podcast is dedicated to my fellow Gen X women who have been surviving by hiding behind the mask that we are conditioned to wear and silently suffering from the overwhelm that we feel just trying to be all things to all people. Now, the focus of the podcast is going to be mindset, forgiveness, identifying, acknowledging, and healing our shadow self and our inner traumas from past things that we have not dealt with, and becoming reacquainted with our full, true, authentic self. Our episodes will air weekly, and the purpose of our episodes is to remind you that you are beautifully perfect in all your imperfections, and that no matter who you are, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I'm here to hold space for you, to support you through your transformation, to agitate your thoughts, and to give you inspiration that will help guide you through your healing, your rebuilding, and reevaluating your relationships, starting with the relationship that you have with yourself and then moving on to your relationships with others. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the mask to come off and to live freely in your beautiful, authentic self? Well, if so, I want you to grab a glass of your favorite beverage. I've got mine, and we're going to virtually toast to one another's transformation. You ready? Let's get started. So we've been talking about the mother wound for a little while. And from the feedback that I've gotten and the conversations that this has been, I'll say, sparking, I've been thinking that with the holidays coming up, that is the perfect time for us to be able to test what we've been learning and what we've been uncovering. And I know you're thinking that a lot of us that deal with these things have, I'll say, some interesting family dynamics, right? The holidays can bring about a lot of emotions, a lot of memories, a lot of anxiety and things, because we know that shit can go left at any moment, a lot of times, right? But that's not what we want to test. That's not what we want to focus on. Because remember, we are on a journey to change our lives, to change our minds, to change how we interact with the people in our lives and around us, to change how we process the information that we are given. And that could be either the information from our body when something triggers us, how we're reacting. Remember a couple episodes ago, well, probably more than a couple, but when we talked about the difference between emotions and feelings, that is something that we've learned that, okay, the sensations in our body usually come from when we have those memories, we feel something, like literally feel it more than, you know, our emotions. But those sensations in our bodies do trigger our brain to assign an emotion to what we are actually feeling, the sensations we are feeling in our bodies, right? And our emotions are how our brain categorizes those sensations in our bodies. But yeah, we're not going back to that right now, but I'm just bringing that up because with the holidays coming up and family gatherings and all of that, this is the time when we're going to have all of these things firing at once. And I want us to really, really, I guess, put our, I don't know if it would be a detective hat, maybe more like a private investigator hat, because we're observing and we're reporting, right? We're observing not only how these dynamics or these individuals trigger us, but we're also looking at how different ones trigger them. Because the point to all of this is to get to the root of really what is going on, right? Get to the root of why we have felt the way we have felt for so long, and why those that may have caused these wounds, why they do or they have done what they do. We also have to remember that a lot of times they don't even know. They don't know what's going on with them. And so again, this is the perfect time for us to sit back and just watch and see what's happening. And what that will do is give us more information on, okay, I see now what the hell is going on. I see now why maybe, you know, this mom or this aunt or this grandmother, you know, why they were the way they were when I was growing up, why they did the things they did when I was growing up. Because a lot of times we realize when we go back and we think about things, remember, a lot of the triggers, a lot of those memories, a lot of the things that our brain is trying to protect us from is what it understood as that child that had that experience. And you guys know, just like I do, that a lot of times what you understood as a child is not really what was going on. You know, it can be miscategorized, or it could be misunderstood, or it could be, you know, just, hey, you were a baby. You didn't know all of these things. Just like sometimes now you might have a favorite movie from your childhood, from way back. And when you watch that movie now, you understand so much more than you did then. There may even be some things that you were like, you know what? As a kid, I thought that was this, but really it was something completely different. And that is exactly how this works when it comes to, again, sitting back and watching how the family dynamic actually is. And a lot of times you'll realize that a lot we've missed because we've been operating out of emotion. We've been operating out of, you know, those memories that we had and that understanding of that wounded or hurt child. So now that we're going in this with, I'll say, our eyes wide open and understanding what it is that, you know, our goal is, what our perspective is on these things, that we want to know the why. We want to know the deeper reasoning for these things, for these situations. Now we're not all wrapped up in those emotions. We're not all wrapped up in avoiding this one, that one, and the other one. We're not hyper-focused on, okay, if this one says something, I'm going to say this. If that one says something, I'm going to say that. You know, that preparedness that we go through when we know that we're going to be around these guys and these people. And so we got, you know, all of these ifs that we're focused on, you know, because we're ready to fire at any moment if somebody comes at us sideways. That's not what we're doing this time. That's not what we're doing this year. Because we're on a different path, right? And we're operating and we're staying in that path. We have our boundaries. We have our boundaries in place. And so we're not going to let anyone bring us out of our safe place, right? We're not going to let anyone take us somewhere that we don't want to go, regardless of how hard they try. Because we also know that there are always those, you know, the antagonizers that want some shit to pop off. We're not giving them what they want this time. And hey, if it becomes a situation where your spidey senses get to tingling and it's like, all right, yeah, it's time to go, then it's time to go. Then it's time to go. You don't have to avoid anything or anyone. You don't have to stay in a situation or an environment that you don't want to be in. You know that now. You know that whatever unrealistic expectations have previously been placed on you, you don't have to deal with it if you don't want to. Remember, again, we have our boundaries firmly in place and we are going to honor them regardless of who doesn't understand, regardless of who doesn't like it. But what I want everyone to think about, especially, I believe, yeah, this episode is going to air, I believe, the week of Thanksgiving. And so, yeah, as we're getting ready for these family gatherings and all of these things, I just want this to be a different experience for you, not filled with anxiety, not filled with trepidation of who we have to be around and who we have to deal with. And, oh, I don't want to see this one. And, oh, they better not say shit to me. I'm going to pop them in the mouth for, you know, all of those things. Or maybe it's just me. Am I the only one? But I want us to see this as an opportunity to acknowledge ourselves and how we've grown, how we've been working on ourselves, how we've been progressing and growing on this journey, and what that looks like. What it looks like. Because once more, we've been working on this. We've been identifying some things. So, okay, yeah, we don't have to be triggered. We don't have to be bullied. We don't have to be made to feel bad because, okay, you know what? I'm not feeling this vibe. I'm getting the hell up out of here. And hey, we can prepare for this because, yeah, we still have some love for these people. They are our family. But that doesn't mean that we gotta be continually and perpetually wrapped up in their bullshit. If they're okay that, you know, every year for the past 30, 40 years, everybody can only be together 10 minutes before the shit starts. Okay. We know that going in. So baby, I got my bowls and whatever in the car. If shit starts to look kind of funky, all right, we have an escape plan. You know, remember back in the day when they taught us in school that you have to have a fire emergency plan? You know, okay, so if something happens, we're going to do this, this, and this. You grab your sister, you grab your brother, okay, and get the hell up out of here. Let's use that same example that we learned way back in elementary school for our exit plan when shit goes left at these family gatherings. Like I said, okay, you can have your bowls and stuff in the car so that, hey, this is what we're going to do with what we taking with us. See shit going left, have a hand signal or a secret word or something that you say to the kids and they go get the bowls. And then, hey, y'all hit the kitchen, get what you want. Everything's packed up. All right. Chuck them the deuces. We up out of here. It was great seeing you. Bow. We gone. And then go on about whatever it is that you want to go on about. Because see, coming to the realization that, okay, yes, I have these wounds. Yes, I have these things that have molded me and shaped me, but I know that they're not right or I know that this is not really who I am or who I was meant to be. Having come to that realization gives us a power that those that, again, have hurt us, either knowingly or unknowingly, don't understand. And so they may not understand it, because you may be that person that, even though you were triggered, even though you didn't like the vibe and everything that was going on, you would stay and deal with it or suffer through it because you felt like that's what you had to do. But in this case, this is a time to not only prove to yourself how much work you've put in and how it has helped you to grow and better yourself, it's also a way to let those know, those around us, those in our families know that, no, I'm not dealing with, I'm not stuck in, and I don't have to deal with all of this bullshit, regardless of how y'all feel about it, regardless of if you like it or not. Because depending on what the dynamic is, hey, you've been suffering in silence for how long? And nobody said anything? Somebody saw it. Somebody knew it. Somebody just didn't want to point it out. And hey, guess what? That's the past. It's done. It's over with. It's perfectly fine. We're not concerned with that anymore. We're concerned in going forward, going higher. So that's my message to you. This week is very simple. Stand on those boundaries. Stand on what you've already uncovered and discovered about yourself, and use that as we go into the season of family gatherings and all of that to protect yourself from being triggered, to protect yourself from having to pop off or go off on people and everybody looking at you like you the crazy one. No, you're not. No, you're not. Before, you were the hurt one, the wounded one. But now you are becoming the healed one, the one that is continually healing. Now you are becoming unwounded. So yes, take your time. Think about how you want your experiences to be during the holidays this year. And that is what you stand on. You don't have to deal with what you don't want to deal with. You don't have to engage in what you don't want to engage in. You don't have to listen to the bullshit. You don't have to be a part of the mess. However, we also, again, want to use this as a research project, if you will. Now we can see, and honestly, from a new perspective, what's going on around us. What is the family dynamic really like? Not just the surface stuff, but allowing and being able to see below the surface, the deeper stuff. And that will also help us to continue to dig deeper and to eradicate the things that are no longer needed in our lives, the things that don't serve us, that aren't useful. And also to solidify our boundaries that, hey, no, you're not going past this. You can't get through this. I'm not dealing with this. Okay? So yeah, let's work on our exit plans, right? Let's work on setting and standing on those boundaries. And again, I want to point out that if you are someone that has been listening and you know that you need continued help on your journey, remember, I'm always here. And if Unwounded Daughters is something that sounds like you want to be a part of, reach out to me. Let me know. Again, we're going hard on this, kicking off December 1st. So yeah. We do still have spots available. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. We'd love to be a part of your transformation journey. All right? So again, let's stand on those boundaries.
We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to dread these gatherings coming up this year, because we're in control. We are in control. We are powerful. We are no longer powerless. We just have to remember that. So until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for listening to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I would like for you to remember to subscribe so that way you'll get a notification every time a new episode is posted. Remember, if you want to share your thoughts or your concerns, or you have something to add to the conversation, feel free to leave me a comment. And also, if you're enjoying my content and the things that we're talking about, make sure that you leave me your 5-star ratings. Also, if you want to continue the conversation, you can join my Facebook group. It is free and it's called Owning Your Season. It'll also be listed for you below in the show notes. So again, thank you for joining. And until next time, cheers to your transformation.